This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, appeared in court in person Monday for the first time since the military arrested her when it seized power on February 1st. That's according to Myanmar media. One of her lawyers, Min Min So, told the Associated Press by phone that Suu Kyi was able to meet with her defense team before her hearing began at a special court set up inside the city council building at the Capitol. The hearing's purpose was procedural. The lawyers also met with Win Myint, who was president in the government that Suu Kyi led as a state counselor and defendant of some time of the same charges she faces. As the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East, who focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Top U.S. commander for the region said Sunday, while traveling through the Middle East over the past week, Marine General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, fielded a persistent question or questions from the military and political leaders that he met. And that is whether or not the U.S. is still committed to their country and their region and what more support they can get. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors to a flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks had ignited protests and violence that helped trigger war in Gaza. Those overseeing the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound say police cleared young Palestinians out of the site and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45, although they deny that. It says six Palestinians were arrested and four later released. Again, Israeli police